You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, mercy! We're holding stable on the jukebox table. That's why I'm able to present to you, cats and kittens, the soul that came before rock and roll. A solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, each week, right here on the Juke in the Back.
And baby, I can't believe we made it to show number 800. Ooh, mercy. And baby, we gotta keep it going. So let's continue our 14-part series this week with part 7 of Atlantic Rhythm and Blues. 1954. A year that was so great, so big, and so full of hits for Atlantic. We're splitting it into two parts. So this week it's part 1 of 1954. We'll hear some more hits from Big Joe Turner, the Clovers, and Clyde McFadder and the Drifters. Plus, Ray Charles finally has a hit with Atlantic, and there's some cat calling himself Mr. Blues. We'll get more into that later. But first, let's kick off the show with Atlantic record number 1016, recorded in Chicago on October 7th of 1953. It was a Big Joe Turner session, but it included slide guitar legend Elmore James, along with Sonny Cone on trumpet, either Harlan Booby Floyd or John Avant on trombone, Grady Jackson and Joe Tillman on tenor, McKinley Easton on Barry, Johnny Jones on piano, Jimmy Richardson on bass, and Red Saunders playing those tubs. The song TV Mama, you know, the one with the big wide screen, hit number 6 in February of 1954, and it's kicking off this week's Juke in the Back as we present the Atlantic record story, part 7. Here's Joe Turner and his Blues Kings with TV Mama.
I was in my bed sleeping. Oh boy, what a dream. I was in my bed sleeping. Oh boy, what a dream. I was dreaming about my TV Mama. The one with the big wide screen. Every time she loves me, cherry.
Smooth. It's a shame we only got three singles from that group, The Diamonds, and that was their third and final single, not only for Atlantic, but also as a group, Cherry. It was recorded on November 5th of 53. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging Atlantic Records, Part 7, the whole show dedicated to 1954. A big year for the label, and an even bigger year for this group, Clyde McFadder and the Drifters. They had scored one of the biggest hits of 1953 with Money Honey. And now they're back in 54 with their second charting single, Such a Night. Recorded on November 12th of 53 and featuring Sam the Man Taylor blowing that tenor, Harry Van Piano Man Walls, and Mickey Guitar Baker. It hit number 2 in March of 54 and was backed with another hit, Lucille. We'll hear that one right after this one. Clyde McFadder and the Drifters with a song that would later be covered by Elvis on his Elvis Is Back LP. Here's the original, Such a Night.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, really was such a night. The moon was bright. Ooh, how bright it was, really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Ooh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was, really was such a kiss. How she could kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was, really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. I gave my heart to her in sweet surrender. It was, really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and her love and the night were gone. But I know I'll never forget her kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss. Ooh, ooh, such a night. I gave my heart to her in sweet surrender. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and her love and the night were gone. But I know I'll never forget her kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss. Oh, such a night. Now she's gone, gone, gone. Yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and the night was gone. And her love was gone, and before that morn, into space.
Oh,
has got a word to say.
A word to say.
I'm just staring into space. Haven't got a word to say.
Soul on that one, baby. Clyde McFadden just lets it all out for Lucille. Here was the flip side of Such a Night, and on its own, it hit number 7 in March of 54. Lucille was actually recorded at their very first session back on June 28th of 53. And man, what a record, as is this next one. A song that would become one of Professor Longhair's signature tunes. But it failed to chart somehow. Fess wrote this with Cosimo Matassa, the owner of the famous J&M recording studios down in New Orleans. It was recorded there sometime in November of 53 and features Lee Allen on tenor, Red Tyler on Barry, Edgar Blanchard on bass, and the fantabulous Earl Palmer banging them tubs. A song so influential, there's even a New Orleans club named after it. Here's Professor Longhair and his blues scholars. Ooh, send me back to class with Tipitina.
Tipitina, tra-la-la-la, oh-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la. Tipitina, ma-la-wa-la-wa-la-da-la, tra-ma-tinina. Hey, Luberto, oh, Luberto, girl, do you hear me? Something, baby, knows what you want to do. tramatina. Come on, boy, we're going down on the lava. Well, we sure gonna have ourselves a good time. We're gonna dip a trolley, mala walla, drink that mellow, mellow wine.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Michael Carey, Maureen Russell, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the bag.
As I passed by a real fine hotel, a chick walked out. She sure looked swell. I gave the eye and started to carry on. When a Cadillac cruised up and swished, she was gone.
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me. Hey, 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 hey,
driving that Cadillac.
A little later on, a theater I passed, I spotted another chick, and did she have class? I was all set to write her name in my book, when her husband came up and gave me a real dirty look.
It should have been me. It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me to have been her chaperone.
When I got to the corner, I saw a sharp cat with a $300 suit on and a $100 hat. He was standing on the sidewalk by a dollar floor. When a voice within said, "Come on, Daddy, let's go."
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
Hey, 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 driving that dollar float.
I ate a bowl of chili and I felt okay, at least until I passed this fine cafe. I saw a guy eating a great big steak while a waitress stood by feeding him ice cream and cake.
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me
with that real
you
fine
know,
chick.
You know it should have been me eating ice cream and cake. It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
Hey, 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 hey,
loving those crazy chicks.
Ray Charles, from April of 54, and not just his first hit for Atlantic, but also his first hit since March of 52, when he scored a big number 8 hit with Kissimmee Baby for the Swingtime label. Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Erdogan had really been working with Brother Ray, and they finally scored a hit. That's from a session that also included Mess Around. May 7th of 53, It Should Have Been Me, written by Eddie Memphis Curtis, and the beginning of a long, long string of hits that would stretch for years for Atlantic and then move on to ABC Paramount for Ray Charles. This is Atlantic Records, part 7 of our multi-part series here on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, and the soul that came before rock and roll. Here in part 7, we're focusing on the year 1954. And now, the Clovers are back. The session was held on September 24th of 53 and features Charlie White, formerly of the Dominoes and the Checkers, handling the lead vocals. That's because the Clovers' usual lead, Buddy Bailey, was in the Army. This song, Lovey Dovey, was also written by Eddie Memphis Curtis with the help of Ahmet Erdogan. It would become one of the inspirations for Steve Miller's big hit, The Joker, in the 1970s. Here in its original form, it hit number 2 in March of 54, and its flip side, Little Mama, which we'll hear directly after, also charted. Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens, here are the Clovers with Lovey Dovey.
Well, you're the cutest thing that I did ever see. I really love your peaches, gonna shake your tree, lovey dovey, lovey dovey all the time. Lovey dovey, I can't get you out of my mind. Every time you kiss me, you just thrill me so. So never, 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 never let me go. Ooh, baby, lovey dovey all the time.
When you are near me, I'm high as the ceiling. Oh, baby, hear me, cause I'm saying that I love you. There's none above you.
Give it up, pretty mama. I can't wait because my love is tumbling down. I feel the move. For you, my darling, I would break my mama's rule. Oh, baby,
lovey-dovey all the time. The kiss I'm stealing has got me falling. My head is reeling. My heart is rolling, baby. Never leave me. Don't deceive me.
Love me, pretty mama. Got to have you, cause I never, never knew the thrill of ecstasy. So tell me that it's gonna be just you and me.
Lovey dovey, I can't get you out of my mind.
Blame you
From the Clovers, the flip side of Lovey Dovey. Both songs feature Charlie White singing the lead, and they were both recorded at the same session. Atlantic released that double-sided hit single in February of 54, and in March, Lovey Dovey hit number 2, and Little Mama went to number 4. Now on the Juke in the Back's Atlantic Record Story Part 7, we come to a cat who calls himself Mr. Blues. But how could that be? We know Mr. Blues is Wynonie Harris, and Wynonie had that title long before 1954. But that doesn't stop a record label for trying to brand somebody else as Mr. Blues. I don't think it's George Jackson's fault, but in good conscience, I can't call him Mr. Blues, because baby, there's only one. So we'll just read the label as George Jackson. This was his only single for Atlantic, and he might be the famous songwriter who wrote hits for Aretha Franklin and the Osmonds in the 1960s and 70s, but I'm not 100% sure. I do know that Atlantic released this single in May 1954. So have a listen, cats and kittens, to George Jackson and
Go on, baby, and have your fun. You went away, you didn't say goodbye, but I fooled you, you thought I would cry. I told you it was goodbye. You said you have a man that's sweet as he can be. I remember you said the same to me. You would go out all night, come back and wanna fight. Pretty baby, what you doing wasn't right. When your man put you out, don't come through my door and knock. Well, bye bye, baby, goodbye. So long, baby, goodbye. Bye bye, baby. Baby,
just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance. The night is ours.
Another beautiful record by a vocal group that gave us so many beautiful records. From Baltimore, those are the Cardinals, and Under a Blanket of Blue. They recorded that way back at their second session, held on October 6th, 1951. Unfortunately, when it was released in 54, it failed to chart. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging Atlantic Records, Part 7, 1954. Basically the first part of 54, on this week's Juke in the Back. And now it's time for a monumental record, a record that helped shape the music that would come after it. But it didn't start out that way. This was just another regular Joe Turner session. He was given a new song, written by Jesse Stone, under his pseudonym Charles Calhoun. The session was held in New York City on February 15th, 1954. Sam the Man Taylor is blowing the tenor. Wilbur DeParis is on trombone, but we don't know who's playing the trumpet. Haywood Henry is on the Barry sax. Band leader Jesse Stone is on piano, with Mickey Baker on guitar, Lloyd Trotman on bass, and Connie Kay playing the tubs and pies. Shake, Rattle, and Roll hit the chart in May and remained on the charts until November. On June 12th, it hit number one on the jukebox chart. It failed to hit number one on the airplay or the sales charts, and that's because this part of 1954 was dominated by the Midnighters' Work With Me, Annie. It's interesting that radio listeners were calling their jockeys and asking for Work With Me, Annie. They were going to the shops and buying Work With Me, Annie, but when they hit those jukeboxes, they were requesting Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Maybe it has something to do with where more jukeboxes were located. When Shake, Rattle, and Roll became an early rock and roll hit, Joe Turner was 43 years old and now a rock and roll idol. It would take Bill Haley and his Comets cover version of the song to hit number one on the pop charts. And it truly is one of the battle cries that rock and roll was on the horizon and ready to take the mainstream by storm. Supposedly, the background voices on this are Ahmet Erdogan, Jerry Wexler, and a few others in the studio at the time, but not a professional backing vocal group. Here's Joe Turner and his Blues Kings with the immortal Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Atlantic Records, and I'd like to play the flip side of a song we heard earlier in the program. We listened to Tipitina by Professor Longhair and his Blues Scholars. Well, now I want to flip it over to a song that was recorded at the same session as Tipitina in November of 1953. Ball the Wall was also recorded at that session, but not released until the early 70s. This week's Great 78, Professor Longhair, In the Night.
In the wee hours between midnight and day, nobody here don't have to get too frisky. this morning ain't buying no whiskey in the night. No, no, in the night. Anyway, we always between midnight and day. I said nobody don't have to stand in line. Come on inside, have a good time in the night. Well, well, in the night. Anyway, we always between midnight and day. All these girls got sex appeal. When they get to rocking, it's a real good deal in the night. You know, in the night. Anyway, we always between midnight and day. Jukebox plays as you get near. Everybody will be high off a beer in the night. You know, in the night. In the wee hours, between midnight and day. All these chicks get real, real rough. Calling for whiskey and a dip of snuff in the night. Well, well, in the night. In the wee hours, between midnight and day.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Little Boy was actually written by Ruth Brown herself. It was recorded with the Paul Williams Orchestra on December 16, 1953, but somehow failed to make the national charts. Ruth Brown was kind of quiet chart-wise during the first half of 1954. She would end up only having two charting records in 54, and both of them went to number one. And we'll hear those next week as we continue our look at Atlantic Records 1954. Earlier in 54, Atlantic Records had started its first subsidiary label, Cat Records. Cat Records only issued 18 singles and was done in just under 2 years. I'll have an entire show dedicated to Cat Records right after we finish up with our Atlantic Records shows, which will go up until 1957. I'm doing the first 10 years of Atlantic, 47 to 57. Let's get back to 1954 and another number one record by Clyde McFatter and the Drifters. This one, Honey Love, was co-written by Clyde McFatter himself and recorded on February 4th of 54. On July 10th, it hit number one coast to coast, where it remained for 8 weeks. Honey Love spent more weeks on the charts than any other Drifters record in their entire long and storied history, with 23 weeks. Of course, it was controversial and sexual with a little wink-wink, and it was banned by many radio stations, which just made it that much more popular. So come on, give me some of that Honey Love. Here's Clyde McFatter and the Drifters on the Juke in the Back.
I need it when the moon is bright. I need it when you hold me tight. I need it in the middle of the night. I need your honey love.
I want it
when the lights are low.
I want it
just before you go.
I want it
because I love you so. Have a little mess and give some
honey love.
Now throw your arms around me, pretend that you're a loving dove. Now you squeeze. That's the honey love. I'm gonna get it in the morning sun. I'm gonna get it when the day is done. I'm gonna get it cause it's so much fun. I'm gonna get me some
honey love.
Yes, I love it,
love
cause it feels so fine.
I love it,
yes, it thrills my spine.
I love it,
cause you're mine, oh mine. I love your
honey love. Let me love.
When me get cozy, just like the fingers in a glove. Let's
kiss.
That's the honey love. I need it. When the moon is bright.
I need it.
When you hold me tight.
I need it.
In the middle of the night. I need
honey love.
I need.
Oh yes.
Honey love. I need.
Baby.
Honey love, I need.
Get it, boy.
Honey love, I need your honey love.
Back the Bigfoot Maine. Well, I'm going back the Bigfoot Maine. Where everything's all right. Don't have to fuss and fight. Well, I'm going back the Bigfoot Maine. If I spend all my money, never have nothing to say. If I spend all my money, you never have nothing to say. Well, you never have nothing to say. Spring me all away. Well, I'm going back to Bigfoot. wash and iron and scrub my floor. Well, she cooks, wash, iron and scrub my floor. Well, she wash, iron and scrub my floor. A man couldn't ask for more. That's why I'm going back to Bigfoot May.
I've always dug the groove of that one, baby. Hal Page with Bigfoot May. I'm Matt the Cat, and that closes down part 7 of our look at Atlantic Records. This week we focused on the first part of 1954. We'll pick it up again next week and finish off the year. Remember, until then, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close down the show with another record written by Jesse Stone as Charles Calhoun. It was recorded by the Clovers on April 16th of 54 and features Billy Mitchell on lead vocal. The boys from Washington, D.C. are backed up by Willis Gator Tail Jackson's group. And this tune, Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash, hit number 6 during the late summer of 54. I gotta get on out of here, baby. Have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you next time for part 8. Bye-bye, baby.
I met a fine chick, built just right. She stopped when I flashed my roll. I told her she could have all of my gold.
Da-da-da-da.
She turned around,
da-da-da-da,
and with a frown,
da-da-da-da,
said, "This ain't no circus and I don't need a clown.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
So it ain't no need your hanging around just to make a hit with that chick. I tried to get a Cadillac right quick. The man at the place looked so strange. At $900 and some change, we disagreed. I tried to plead. He said, "I ain't a chicken and I don't need your feed.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
Baby, you're crawling way past your speed.
Da 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 da
da." Walking and counting on my bucks, a man with a gun said, "Hands up." I tried to get away, but too slow. He cocked me and took all of my dough.
Da-da-da-da.
I heard him shout,
da-da-da-da,
as he cut out,
"Da-da-da-da.
You ain't lost nothing worth the crying about.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash."
And he took my watch and I passed out. I woke up in the arms of a big cop. Police station, a next stop. The judge swung his fist down, plunk, plunk. $20 fine, cause you're drunk.
Da-da-da-da.
Dig up the dough,
da-da-da-da,
and you can go.
Da-da-da-da.
All I had was a buffalo.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. But I'm sure gonna get me some more.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Bag is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebag.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Bag.